This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of all radio programs, yeah, you found it right here. The Good Day program with Good Dayer Jay. Jay sounds like they used the first names only on Sesame Street, right? We never knew the last name of the people. It was whoever it was Brother Bob or Friendly
really?
Fred.
What about when they have the celebrity guests? Do they
the celebrities,
their first
names
still?
I think they all went by their first names. They would talk as if they were all friends, right? Let me get you to the street. What's the how they go?
La 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 la. I have no idea. I'm not sure I ever watched Sesame Street.
Really? No. How'd you miss that?
I don't recall ever watching it. I could have watched it when I was little, where I just don't have memory of it. But yeah. Now Eureka's Castle back in the day on Nickelodeon, that was my jam.
I never heard of that in my life. What is that all about?
The gnome.
Really?
Yeah, those are good. Yeah, Eureka's Castle was another one with, like, puppets and stuff. Sharon Lewis and Bram, the elephant show, Skinnamarinky.
Sherry Lewis? Oh, I remember her. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, well, no, Sharon Lewis and Bram.
Oh.
Three
not
people.
Sherry. Okay. So
elephant show. Who's Sherry Lewis?
Sherry Lewis.
Oh, is that Lamb Chop?
Yep. You got it. Lamb Chop.
Okay.
Yes,
with
yes,
the
yes.
The song that never ends, that one?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yes. All right.
Wow, so, that was a nice walk down memory lane.
Folks, you have free admission to this program every day. We can turn time and space into all kinds of things. Stretch the limits of your beliefs and what you remember. Actually, I'm going to get to heavy philosophy for a moment. Time and space are not real. Are they? Are they really? Are you really real? Or are you Memorex? Are you somebody else's imagination? Are you just in someone's mind, you've been created by somebody else. Now that leads you to believe that you are incomplete, the very existence of you. And if you don't exist, what about your children? Right?
Are we
so
all assimilation?
Talk, yeah, of emotions and passion. Is that all a figment of somebody else's? We're being mind manipulated. We're all being taken advantage of. Dreams don't come true because there's no such thing as a dream. How about that for being incompletely crazed? There we are.
We're all just a reality show for the aliens.
Yes, we are. And there's nothing wrong with that, I guess, in a manner of speaking. This is kind of a cool thing. A woman found a $6,000 wedding gown at Goodwill. She paid $25 for it. She says, when that time comes for me, I'm wearing this dress. Right? Shopping at her local Goodwill. This lady down in Birmingham, Alabama, stumbled on this stunning wedding gown. She couldn't resist buying it. It was $25. Okay, so there you go. Take it home.
You find something that great for, like, that inexpensive.
How did she know, though, that it was a Couture designed $6,200.
Yeah. She probably just looked at the designer.
See, how much I know about this.
Yeah.
It's a couture. I don't even pronounce it right. Yeah, couture.
She may have known the name of the designer or saw it and liked it and was like, well, I'll just get it because it's a great dress. It's $25. And then Googled it later, saw how much it was. But
So this is a thought of things. Thoughts are things, that stuff. Right? If you aren't married and you would like to be married to Prince Charming, why not set up all the ambiance? Okay, I'm going to buy a wedding dress. Nobody's asked me to get married, but I'm buying a dress anyway. Because sooner or later, I'm going to get married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are going to chime. et cetera, et cetera. Okay, anyway.
Or you find something that's such a steal like that, and you're like, I don't need it yet, but I might someday.
Well,
just go ahead and get it. And even if she doesn't end up wearing or using it, the resale value on that is still better than $25.
Yeah. Yeah. Auction time. Everybody's selling all this
like
stuff.
Like the real
auction.
Or something.
Right here. $2,500. Yes. $2,600. Yes. $2,700. Yes. $2,800. Yes. Okay. I could be an auctioneer. What do you think? Make it or not?
You could. How fast?
Sold, American.
The fastest.
Sold. They learned. My friend Jim McFadden, who runs the auction house out in Sharon Springs, New York, has a very clever way of dealing with the words in his mouth. He's taught his son how to do it, and his son's getting pretty good at it. There's another auction house run by a guy named Goodrich. Down in a place almost on the Pennsylvania border in New York, Goodrich Auction House, and his son Evan has gotten very good as well. The kids sometimes are better than the fathers are when it comes to all that. But it's a real art to learn how to be an auctioneer.
Now, do they actually enunciate everything and they're speaking that fast? Or is it kind of like one of those tricks of the brain where they aren't actually pronouncing everything, but our brain adjusts what we're hearing to sound like they are?
There's another auctioneer, Ed Lehman, who's down in Pennsylvania, who's very good at it as well. And I could ask him. Jim wouldn't let me. He wouldn't tell me what the trick was of his trade, probably, but Lehman might. I'll ask that question. That's a good question. Very good question. And auctioneering has become such a part. Auctions are everywhere. My email is loaded every day. I mean, perhaps because I participate in auctions with relative frequency, buying farm stuff and selling farm stuff. But still, there's some very interesting things. And you wouldn't believe the number of things that go on auction every single day. There are auctions all over the country. And for big stuff, little stuff, important stuff, silly stuff. Speaking of silly things, how do you like my segue so far, Jay?
Not bad, I like
huh?
it.
Okay. The White House has sent a letter to the people who run news departments around the country, urging them to, quote, ramp up scrutiny of the impeachment inquiry, the information that they have from the Republicans is all based on lies. No. Speaker McCarthy is a liar. That's what the White House is saying. Yep. No question about it. This is the start of something big. Or is it, really? Here we are, wasting our time at a time when our nation needs leadership, needs focus, and these clowns are fighting about whether or not. And I'm disappointed in McCarthy. He's only reacting to the right-wing wackos that want to impeach Joe Biden. What are you going to get out of impeaching Biden? Nothing, except wasting hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer money and taking up a lot of time for nothing. Anyway, so the letter from the White House, this is kind of unprecedented. I think they got this kind of a ballsy move here. They've written, it's time for the media to ramp up its scrutiny of House Republicans for opening an impeachment inquiry based on lies. The letter, which said an impeachment inquiry with no supporting evidence should be setting off alarm bells for news organizations. This is so out of place. This was sent to, of course, all the large liberal news organizations, right? And they are. And New York Times, CNN, right? CBS. So I'm just thinking out loud here about the state of disgrace that we are in. Both sides. Corruption. By the way, that's one of the charges. Of course Biden is corrupt. Look at that. How is he not corrupt looking at the crime-riddled son that he has? Right? But is he the only politician engaged in sinister activities? No.
No.
Half of them would be impeached if we use that as a drumstick or a measuring stick for whether to get rid of him. This is such a crock. And those of you who think it's cool, you need to take a look in the mirror. What else? I could say a lot more, but I don't want to, because it's all pretty. It was pretty negative. So somebody sent me a note, Jay. wanted to know why I'm not retiring. Okay, that's an easy. Why would?
What? Maybe, what kind of question is that?
I don't know whether it's aimed at getting rid of me, but you know, it could be. Why are you not retiring?
Why are you so rude?
Why don't you get lost? Yeah, I am one of those fellows who will retire at my funeral, and that's pretty much my answer. I totally enjoy all the things that I do. I love being on the air. I love being around my cows on the farm. I'm loving this this new found passion of mine, the development of the agrihood. I like helping people, and there are a lot of fun ways to help people, and these are all ways to help. And mm-hmm. It's kind of cool. I'm looking at the story of a man who had the same philosophy, and he worked until he was in his mid-80s. And there's another one here of a school prof who taught into his 90s. He stopped teaching when he was 98, and he lived to be 102. Right? So, thank you. This is from Charles Eric Gordon, who lives in Plainville, New York, asking the question. So I don't get the tone out of it. I just am answering the question. Lots of life's twists and turns take place when you're, I suppose, twists and turns all along the road, right? And so, why not, as Yogi Berra said, when you get to the fork in the road, take it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, my career has been long and fruitful, and it continues. I learn something new every day. I'm blessed with you being here with me, the human interaction that we have. And that's what I would say to this person or anybody who's wondering, why do you want to retire, or why would you retire? Why would you quit?
Especially when you love what you're doing.
Well, the other side of it is, in terms of the financial rewards, ask any financial advisor who is worth his or her salt as to the plan and what you would be doing. If you kept going, you better plan to live to be 100, because more and more people who keep working, keep at it, live easily
mm-hmm.
to be 100. Right?
Even if you decide to leave your job, still always do something, have a purpose. Because what's the
you
saying?
Volunteer, but you got to keep yourself busy. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Keep striving, keep thriving, use it or lose it. Keep doing something. If you don't like your position, you don't like your job, go for it, retire, but then make yourself useful in another way.
It literally is a matter of life and death. So thanks to Nancy Murphy down in Florida for her input on this conversation as well. 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
My ride smells just right.
I gotta try that Febreze
right,
car.
Just right. Yeah. La 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 la.
Yeah.
With up to 40 days of consistent sin. All over Febreze car clips right on your fin.
Yeah.
You know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. Yeah, it smells just right. Yeah, breathe happy Febreze. La 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 la.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now they're SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. How many times a day do I say that? Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Normally, in the course of human events, we don't use our name much. Unless somebody said, what's your name? My name's Doug Steffens. Okay. But they don't go around yelling from the rooftops, I'm Doug Steffens, glad to have you here today. Okay.
So you just walk up to everybody you see. Hi, Doug.
Hey, I'm Doug Steffen. Nice
Doug here.
Everything else. Kristen Bell has the key factor that keeps her and her husband, Dax Shepard, strong in their bond. They have, well, I'm not going to say, they have personality, charm, and personality. They have a lot of things going for them. She shares some of those. Good food for thought. Good fodder for conversation. Very interesting factual material coming right up here on Good Day.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Zelgens tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Zelgens can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Zelgens can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Zelgens. Visit Zelgens.com or call 1-844-ZELGENS.
What's going on here? All right, so Kristen Bell is kind of cute. That's some nice
TV
stuff.
She's super cute.
Yeah, she is. I don't get she and her husband, but everybody's got different
opinions. I love them together. I have to tell you. So she hosted, was it the CMT Awards 1 year? Yeah. And I was driving in Nashville, and I used to live in Nashville. And she and Dax Shepard were going into a restaurant, but they were still kind of standing on the corner of the street. And he had something in his nose, and she just went right in and picked his nose for him. And I was like, aw, that's love. They are
okay.
So
ladies and gentlemen.
Together.
The secret of long-lasting marriages, according to Christabel, is to pick your husband's nose. That's how you.
But seriously, most people would be like, oh, you have something here. Get it, get it. And it's just like, here, I got that for you, babe.
Yeah, no, that's cute. Yeah, listen, would you do that for Ryan? If Ryan had something sticking out of his nose, or he had hair, that ugly hair in the nose, or
no, ears, I like turn away and look a different direction. Like, dude, you have something in your nose? Get it.
Get it.
Won't even look at you.
Yakabunga. Anyway, so Kristen goes on talking about all of the ways that she has benefited from the relationship that she has with him, and maybe some good advice for other people. You got to find whatever it is that is the key. Everybody's got a different key to a relationship. Sometimes it's physical, sometimes it's emotional, sometimes it may be even religious, sometimes it's mental, whatever it is, maybe all of those things, if you're lucky. And let's see.
When you're striving for the same thing, it definitely does bring a closeness, because too often people grow apart. But also, they are not afraid to be open and honest about getting marriage counseling. Like, they both said that their first 2 years of marriage, which should be the honeymoon phase, their first 2 years of marriage were awful. It was very tumultuous. Mm-hmm. And they went to therapy, and they realized that they both just communicate in very different ways, where... Yeah. He used to have a lot of issues, and so he always feels like he's automatically in trouble. And when she's upset about something, she gets quiet and kind of goes into a depression. Well, that triggers him because it feels like he's in trouble.
Exactly what happened with me.
And they just start yelling at each other, and they're both stubborn.
Yep, I had that same thing, only it didn't last. It wasn't the first 2 years. It was all of the, of the 7 years I was married. But, yeah, you can learn a lot. She's very, as I said, there's a coolness to there, and lots to be learned as well. Thank you very much. 28 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The National Hurricane Center is posting hurricane and tropical storm watches along the New England coast as Hurricane Lee continues spinning slowly northward over the Atlantic. Forecasters say heavy rain and high surf will hit Bermuda starting this morning. Tomorrow and Saturday, portions of the New England coast from Maine south to Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard are being warned of life-threatening storm surges, coastal flooding, and tropical cyclone conditions. Tech entrepreneur Elon Musk says he had no choice but to block a Ukrainian plan to devastate the Russian Navy fleet in Crimea last September. The Ukrainians had asked Musk for help using his Starlink satellite system.
Actually, originally it was because the United States had sanctions against Russia, and we're not allowed to actually turn on
connectivity to sanction the country without explicit government approval.
Lance Pry, USA News.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Shout at the radio. Let your voice be heard right now by calling 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG.
Oh, yes. Is there anything else I want you to find, James?
Tell me.
I should do a list of my favorite songs. Actually, when my children started to talk to me about what happens if, I started collecting songs that I want to be played at a gathering after I've been dispatched. And one of them is by Tavares, a group from New Bedford, Massachusetts, called Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel. They had or five big songs, but that one, there's something about that song that sends me. I could listen to it all. That didn't sound like that.
Sorry, Ed.
Excuse me. Well, anyway.
I think a lot of people think that, though.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. Speaking of the end of things, we're coming to the end of the tomato cultivation season. something we should be talking about on the Food, Farm, and Family Report every day, Jay, which, by the way, if you're able to listen to the whole program, which we have broadcast every day, all day, at gooddayshow.com, but also we have our Food, Farm, Family Report that Jay prepares, and every day it has more things that we discuss, recalls and important things to consider when it comes to what you're putting in your body. And so there's that is a public service. But the tomato stuff this year around where I am have become there's a sort of a mutation of tomatoes because we've had so much rain. The vines have grown everywhere, and the tomatoes are small, but the vines are big. Kind of wonky. Strange appendages. It looks like something out of, you know, those horrible movies that have the creatures that have appendages coming out of everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And also get longer and longer and then grab you and stretch you into them.
Yeah, I know you love that stuff. Well, you'd like my tomato garden then, because that's what it looks like.
Send me some yellow ones.
By the way, and I have tons of them. We have thousands of those little yellow ones in the garden. By the way,
the best.
Yes. The fact that we have had a strange temperature and weather and water situation here, there are some new varieties apparently that have come out of this. It's really strange, you know, what people are doing with the hybrid, the way that the fruits and vegetables get, and even trees, they get, you know, cut a piece off of one and put it into the other one and see what grows. That's how hybridization takes place. Kind of weird, but interesting. All right, enough of that. I'm concerned, and by the way, we're going to have a lady named Stella Mabry join us in a few minutes. She has a very interesting video that I want you to know about. She's 13 years old, too, by the way. There are a lot of people, as I've talked about retirement, so I'm getting shaken up here a little bit by people and their response. Juan Gallardo, who's down in Florida, says, I'm not going to retire now. I'm going on. If you didn't hear the last half hour, I spent 4 or 5 minutes talking about retirement and whether I should or whether you should, whether anybody should, frankly, to each his own. I don't happen to choose that, and I think it's smart not to, but that's me. I'm in demand. So why would I retire when I'm, as a matter of fact, it doesn't make any difference what you've done. Labor is in demand. Look around. Help wanted signs everywhere. So you may have done something for your career, and so you want to rest from that, but that doesn't mean you should stop. Go find another job. I get a guy who's working for me.
Find something else that you're passionate about.
Yeah, there's a fellow who's come to work for me on the development side as an operator. This guy is 62, 63, maybe. He worked for the Coast Guard and had a regular, he was in the Coast Guard for 40 years, and he did something else. I forgot what his profession was. I think he was a statistician or something, but he's got a pension from his job. He's got a pension from the Coast Guard, and he just got his operator's license to operate heavy equipment like the dozer and the excavator and that sort of thing. They were playing. I've been looking around for a guy like him for months. Find somebody who he's being taught by one of the other guys that works with me that's a good operator. I think you need to think long and hard before you make a retirement decision. That's basically what the message is. Another listener, Eric Latondre from Charleston, West Virginia, said basically the same thing. He sent me a picture of his friend Mike Drabicki, who at the age of 70 learned some kind of skill. He explains it here, but I don't understand what he's talking about. Anyway, but he's a computer analyst and basically a mechanic, a computer mechanic. I love these guys. You know, now, I'm sure you found this to be the case, Jay. If you have somebody that takes care of your stuff like I do, they can connect through the Internet to your computer. So if you have a problem, they don't have to come to your house. They just go log on to your computer and they fix whatever the problem is. So this is for both men and women, I believe. I think it's the same strategy for everybody. Now, one of the reasons I'm talking about it is not only because somebody sent me a note said, why don't you retire? But there's also the stuff in the news today about Mitt Romney retiring at the age of 76 from the Senate. I think there's a problem here. He has something good. He says Trump should get lost and Biden should get lost and there should be new, young, blood to run things, which is, I 100% agree. We need some new blood.
Yeah,
the same
it's
old...
calling for a new generation of leaders.
Yep,
and I
right.
think a lot of people are.
Yep. Well, we need it. So anyway, what does this do, though? Romney was one of the people in the Senate who had some common sense. We've got, you know, the usual ideological nutbirds on both sides, like I was talking about the two of them this morning earlier. Bernie Sanders is one of them that's in the Senate. He's, I mean, he's a whack job. He doesn't have any common sense. He's a smart guy. Has been good, apparently, for the people in Vermont because they keep electing him. But the people in the middle, like Manchin and Sinema, I know that's anathema to some of you who are on the right of Attila the Hun, but the people who get things done are the people that are in the middle. And Romney's in the middle, Manchin's in the middle, Sinema's in the middle, and there are a lot of other McCarthy, as far as that's concerned, even though he's getting pressured by the right-wing nutbirds in the Republican Party, he's pretty much in the middle. He gets it, but he's having a hard time because these people on the right are so... not even right. That's not even fair. People that are... well, I call them right-wingers, but they just make a lot of noise. So I think that's something to think about. I don't have a solution other than we need to keep as many people in the middle as possible. That's my suggestion and my hope. Here's something else I'm going to suggest that you call Doug for a good time. 800-419-DOUG, 800-419-3684. Simple, sweet, and short message. You want to indulge yourself in a vacay that will be something you remember forever. Call the friendly folks at 550-541 Travel. Get the right name and number in there, Dugger. And be one of the first 10 callers right now. You'll get 2 free nights in Las Vegas. No questions asked. Just have some fun. Want to spend some more time? They'll be happy to arrange that, too. 800-419-DOUG. In a moment, we're going to meet Stella Mabry here on Today.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Wonderful American story that came out of bad. But from bad comes good. Here on the Good Day program, having to have Stella Mabry, who's here from Owensboro, Kentucky. Is that where you grew up, Stella?
That is.
Yeah. All right. So you were bullied in elementary school, and at 10 years old, you wrote the song that we just heard a part of. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So what was happening? What was going on?
Well, in fourth grade, I began getting bullied by one of my old friends. And because it was one of my old friends, that really made the sting worse. I was being bullied, number one. And number two, it was one of my old friends. So one day I came home, and I was just tired of hurting. And I was young. And instead of getting physical or getting really, really upset, I wrote a song. And it was a great way to express my emotions from being young and upset.
So what was this, if I may ask? You don't, if you choose not to tell me, it's okay. What sort of bullying were you enduring?
Well, it was very psychological bullying. It was not physical, thankfully. Mm. They would just ridicule me and my friends, and it was a really uncomfortable situation.
Yeah, I can understand. Social media is a horrible thing. Can be a good thing, but it's a horrible thing. And so you, how did you get the song that you wrote produced and on the air? That's a story in and of itself.
Well, my parents, they know Les Garland, who is the creator of MTV, and all thanks to him, he has made this experience the most enjoyable thing that I've in my entire life. Mm-hmm. He has gotten me on the radio, and I just appreciate him so much for all that he's done for us.
Well, he understands talent, and he understands something. He's, I think there's probably three or four dimensions here and dynamics at work. You, your passion, your smarts, and having connections never hurts. Having people here, but the point here is there are a lot of people, I'm sure, that have access to him or come to him. Hey, how about this for a song? Obviously something in you and the message. And because maybe the message is so, it's a universal message these days. The problems that so many people are having. So you dealt with it by having the ability to write a song. What do you suggest for people that don't have the same ability as you, who are suffering the same sorts of problems that you had?
The advice that I have for them is to keep calm. I know it might feel like that you are the problem in this situation, but I promise you are so worthy and you deserve so many amazing things and that this will pass. This is only a temporary situation. So for how long you can stay calm and be the bigger person in the situation really makes it all, mm-hmm. It makes it better.
Do you think you're mature beyond your years?
I would like to believe I am, yes.
You have a little, there's a little wryness in your voice. That's good. The song itself, where it's been released, where's it being played? It's not you, by the way, singing. You wrote it, but there are a couple of other singers who have recorded this, right?
I'm the main one singing. I'm the main vocalist, yes.
All right. I thought there were some other people, maybe there are a couple of other background singers. Then, right?
Yeah.
All right. So the fact that you've been on the radio all over the place, what's that done to your relationship? People know now that you have become, quote-unquote, famous. How has that changed, or has it changed your set of friends?
It really hasn't changed my set of friends. My friends are very supportive with what I do. I'm very happy to have myself surrounded with amazing people that make me feel great about myself. Mm-hmm. So they have just been very proud of me through all of this, really.
Yeah, what about your parents? How have they played into all of this? How have they worked with you?
My parents have made this entire thing possible. Mm-hmm. I could sit with you and talk for hours about how grateful I am. All the hard work that they have put in to make this all possible.
You know, what's
I love
so,
my parents so much.
What's so mature about that is and understanding how important gratitude is on all levels. You have siblings?
I do. I have a little brother.
And what's he think about all this?
He thinks it's cool.
Well, kids, what is he, 6, 7? How old is your younger brother?
He's 9. I remember
9.
Telling him about it. I said, hey, I do the singing thing. He went, okay, cool.
Yeah. Well, that's what little brothers are supposed to do, right? That'll
yes.
keep you grounded. So are you being, are you going to be courted or have you been on any television programs? I could think that that would be a good venue for this song. Do we lose her? That's the loser. All right. Well, anyway, Stella Mabry, you can watch the music video at meangirlvideo.com. What an interesting story, Jay, about someone who did something about something that was a problem for her. Good. Good for her. All right, this is a good day at 10 before the hour.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extend. You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's
from Golden Girls. Chuck Curry is here. Chuck is not a golden girl. He's neither golden nor is he a girl. All right. So that's the extent of my silliness. All right. So why are we playing somebody's birthday?
This day in TV history, September 14th, 1985, Golden Girls premieres on NBC. Runs to 92, so 85 to 92. Mm-hmm. Created by Susan Harris, who also created one of the greatest sitcoms of all time, the very edgy soap, which ran on ABC. She obviously was extremely talented creating these shows, put together tremendous cast. It's sort of hard to believe in retrospect, Doug, that Bea Arthur, Rue McClanahan, and Estelle Getty all passed from this earth. I mean, that was a great show. And if you look at the landscape of television now, nobody's doing good sitcoms. They're not even funny. The concept, it's gone.
Yeah. Is that funny?
To do one this funny for that long is a rare talent. I mean, you need all the stars aligned from the writers. Yes, the writers do matter, obviously, and the acting talent and behind-the-scenes showrunner talent, producers, everything. They had it all. It was a great show, The Golden Girls.
Yep. Well, let's hold on.
I got
on
one
to that
other
memory.
One, if you remember this one. This day in TV history, September 14, 1972, The Waltons premieres on CBS. It runs from 72 to 81. Ralph Waite, Michelle Lerner, Richard Thomas. That was a staple program back in the day. Hard to believe Waltons premiered the same year as The Godfather and The Poseidon Adventure were in movie theaters.
All right, let's talk about Aquaman. The director says a sequel was intended, and they're going to do it, but they are going to have less of Amber Heard.
Well, yeah, Willie. So here's the deal: the original Aquaman caught lightning in a bottle and wound up grossing the year it came out, is around Christmas time, wound up grossing over $1 billion worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, Warner Brothers and obviously the DCU, the comic division, went through a lot of changes, new structure, new CEO, James Gunn's taken over. Now, the last, like, four or five of these superhero movies at DC, Shazam, 2, Suicide Squad, The Flash, Blue Beetle, have not performed at all. They've all lost money, right? So you got this Aquaman 2 in the can. It was already delayed. It's coming out this Christmas season. Nobody expects it to make that kind of money. And the question is, some people speculated, should DC just write it off and just throw it on HBO Max and then move forward and rebrand with Superman Legacy in a couple of years? Listen, they should release it. I don't know if it's good or not, but they've certainly botched their superhero division pretty badly. Having said that, the reality is a lot of people getting tired of watching superhero movies. It's gone on a long time.
Bring back Beetlejuice 2, Tim Burton.
Which, if you read, is 99% shot. They closed down production the last few days before the writer's strike. I'm very much looking forward to that film.
Michael Keaton, even at his...
All practical effects, not a lot of CGI, which is...
Really? So is Keaton... I mean, when you look at
Michael
the old
Keaton,
Beetlejuice thing...
Yeah.
I mean, the way he looked then, can they replicate that now?
Well, yeah, because it's a lot of makeup, so yeah, I think they can.
Yeah.
He looks great. I mean, he just turned 72.
He's doing fine.
He looks great.
Well, we've talked a lot on the air today
lean
about...
Lean and mean, Doug.
Yes, we've talked a lot today on the air about retirement and why you ought not to do it.
Yeah.
And there's another good example.
Now, here's another example of that. Martin Scorsese has his new moon, Killers of the Flower Moon, coming out pretty soon. They just released a new trailer to it. Looks pretty good. He's 80 years old. He's 80 years old. One of the greatest.
De Niro is too. He's in it. He's 80.
Greatest filmmaker of all time.
De Niro's in it. He's 82.
So here's the deal. Scorsese says that he plans on doing another movie about the life of Jesus Christ. He did one decades ago, which was The Last Temptation of Christ, which was very controversial. But Scorsese is an amazing person, an amazing mind, highly intelligent, thought-provoking, 80 years
where's,
old.
Where's Caviezel when we need him?
Yeah.
That'd be an interesting
movie.
Combo, wouldn't it?
That's the Mel Gibson movie.
Yeah, no, but Caviezel and Scorsese, that'd be an interesting combo. Yeah. All right, Chugger, as usual, a fine job. You're a fine lad, and I'll hopefully talk to you along with Jay tomorrow morning here on Good Day. Right now, the end of this hour of the Thursday program.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now. Now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.